Good evening, I'm Leo Green, welcoming you to Remembering Ella, where for the next 2 hours we'll be marking what would have been Ella Fitzgerald's 100th birthday by luxuriating in some of her most loved recordings, as well as hearing from Cleo Lane, Misha Paris, Imelda May, and many more, who will all be picking their essential Ella tracks thanks to their love of this voice.
It's too darn hot.
Your love has given me wings.
Oh, that's like a big warm hug, isn't it?
Just listen to a little Ella every day. If you've got kids in your house, crank her up. It just brings joy to your heart. That's what she was put here to do. She did it so well that we still feel the energy of it all.
Having not been to bed for nearly 24 hours, that's Ella's incredible performance of a song she didn't really know in front of 12,000 people, accompanied by a band that had never rehearsed it, all culminating in one of the greatest and most loved live albums of all time, which ended up winning two Grammys in 1961, one for Best Album and one for Best Performance by a Female Singer for, you guessed it, Mac the Knife.
She was a great singer, worthy of everything that was said about her. She was a remarkable lady, vocally, unique.
My name is Ray Brown Jr. I am the son of the great Ella Fitzgerald. See, my essential Ella is the recording of How Long Has This Been Going On, one of the Gershwin tunes. I remember growing up and hearing that live numerous times, and it was one of those songs that always touched my heart. And it was just wonderful to hear her sing it, which was always better than anyone else. That's my favorite.
I could cry salted tears.
Thankfully, there exists a mound of recordings to wallow in forever, like this one. Happy birthday, Ella.
The concert was over in Carnegie Hall. The maestro took bow after bow.